There's this thing that you would do when I was a kid that would drive me fucking nuts, which is while you were downstairs, you would ask me to get you the remote, even though it was right next to you. Right? Pretty much the only thing. Yeah, I feel like you have the right to do that.
Wait a minute. What was I doing when I asked you?
You were on your exercise bike.
Oh, and I didn't want to get off?
Yeah, and you were drinking your cracking and cutting.
Would I know where the remote was, or was I asking you to get it because you put it somewhere and I couldn't find it?
I see what it is.
I never watched the remote. I never watched the TV downstairs. I was very in my room type of kid. So it was because,
So you guys just moved the remote to fuck with me?
Or maybe one of our eight stepmoms, one of them.
Eight stepmoms? Hold up. What?
Seven stepmoms? How many have I had?
I'm a bad man, but it is okay. It's five.
Is it
okay.
five?
It's five.
Okay, let's see.
No, don't name them. Do not do that.
Guys, welcome to Steak and Eggs, episode 51, and due to whatever asshole made the thumbnail of Asmongold's dad being here on the thumbnail a couple episodes ago, I decided to make it up for it by humiliating myself and bringing my actual dad to today's episode. And you guys get to ask whenever you want. For the viewers at home, what do you want the viewers to call you? Colonel?
No, God, no. No.
Iron Mike?
No. Mike will work just fine.
All right, cool.
Unless they're really hot. Then they can call me Michael. But
it's just that simple.
It's just that simple, yeah.
So what do you think about what he's doing?
What do you mean by that?
The whole thing.
It was a long journey.
Yeah?
And
so you say, what you're trying to say is that he fucked around a lot before he did this.
No. Oh. This was always his... This was the journey he was on, and society and parents...
Yeah,
tried to sidetrack him, because who would have thought 15 years ago that this would be what people are doing?
True, yeah.
And when he and his older brothers would be video gaming, I would try to limit it to, you know, X amount of time, and you got to earn the privilege to play and everything. And looking back, I feel like I was a bad parent because...
You weren't setting him up.
Yeah.
He didn't turn out right? Is that what you're saying?
I will say, around high school, you kind of just said, fuck it. I will say that.
Oh, my parents said the same thing.
No. That's not true.
You let me do kind of whatever.
Well, I let you do what you wanted to do because, life's about making decisions and then living with the results of your decision and not blaming it on somebody else. And you didn't do that. But, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But when he was in high school, I couldn't tell if he was in his room or at school.
Really?
Yeah, that's how messy his room was.
A messy room, imagine that.
Wow. And he was this big in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I could look in there and I couldn't tell if he was in the bed, under the bed. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But and it wasn't that far to his school.
Yeah.
That's one of the advantages, was you could walk out the back of our quarters where we lived on the Army base, and it was about a 4-minute walk to his private school.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't go to the regular school because he was so big, and every day he was getting into fights because this gang wanted him and this gang wanted him. And
did he win the fights?
Yeah, and I was afraid he was going to kill somebody.
Uh-huh.
So... I got him out of there before he could, because as a ninth grader, he was the biggest kid in the school.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, at the private school he went to, he was the homecoming king.
Prom king.
Prom king. Ninth grade, 10th grade. He would have been it in 11th grade, but they changed the rules and said it can only be a senior.
Right.
So ninth grade, 10th grade, and senior year, he was prom king.
So 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4, and he didn't get it that other year because they just gave it to somebody else that nobody liked, but he was kind of tall.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello, people of Steak and Eggs. Today I'm here to bring you vital information about today's sponsor, Air Up. Air Up explores the concept of scent-based taste, making it a whole lot more enjoyable to drink water throughout the day. Let's be honest, water is pretty boring, and drinking it is a big weakness for us gamers. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Hey, Asmin, how much water do you drink in a day?
About 6 to 7 sodas a day.
Exactly. Asmin is bored of drinking regular old water. He's sitting there lifelessly, with no understanding of how enjoyable Air Up can make your water consumption. It's good for you, doesn't use sugar, sweeteners, or additives, but it still lets you add tons of different flavors to your water. So here's how it works. You take either your steel or plastic Air Up bottle, I've got a plastic one, and you fill it up with water, attach your favorite scent pod with the image on top of the mouthpiece, and activate it by pulling up until it stops by itself. Then, all that's left is to drink normally. Get 10% off your entire order by using the promo code STEAKANDEGGS10. Link in the description. Thank you, Air Up, for sponsoring our podcast.
When his brothers would come to visit us from college, and because his brothers are a little bit older, and they would come visit from college, and they wanted to go clubbing at the town. Am I allowed to say the town?
Yeah, go for it.
It's El Paso.
Ah, yeah.
And if you haven't been to El Paso, you really should go. It's one of the friendliest places in the world.
I have the exact opposite opinion. I think it's a shithole.
Well, I didn't say I didn't say that, you know, if you have I think the median income for a family of four there is $18,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
It's poor as shit.
Yeah, it's poor, but his brothers wanted to go clubbing, and where they wanted to go clubbing, you had to have a sports jacket to go.
Uh-huh.
And his oldest brother could wear one of mine, even though it would be a little bit short. But his middle brother was like 6'3", 6'4". He wasn't wearing one of my sport coats. So he went into John's closet and got out John's blazer from his private school.
Yeah.
And so they're downtown in this club, and they're down there with Army buddies. And his brother goes up to the bar to get drinks because he's just turned 21.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you just turn 21, you want to be
the guy. It's what you do.
Yeah. So he goes to get the drinks, and there's a girl at the bar, and she looks at him, and he's got on this blazer with the little emblem from the school.
Yeah.
And it's kindergarten to senior in high school. It's got all those grades. And Sandra Day O'Connor, the Supreme Court Justice, actually went there a long time ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago, something like that, probably.
More like 70 or 80. But anyway, she says to his brother, "When did you go to Radford?" And his brother's arrogant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's arrogant, and he can get angry. And so this girl's bothering him, and he's not going to take, what he said to her, I can't repeat, but it was basically, leave me alone, you know? And she's following him back to the table because she's going to take that jacket off him.
Uh-huh.
Because she has gone to that school.
Well, this is some kind of stolen valor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, somebody from Hogwarts stole your Slytherin.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I mean, it was a big deal. Yeah. And
isn't that
they get back to the
club?
Table and she wants that jacket.
Sounds weird.
She wants that jacket.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting kind of embarrassed. And finally, his brother says, well, it's John's jacket.
Yeah.
She says, John who? And, she says, John, and, oh my God, you're John's brothers. And she actually knew of them.
Oh, really?
She knew of his brothers, but had not met them because she was prom queen and he was prom king.
Is that right?
When she was a senior and he was a ninth grader.
Wow.
And she's now my daughter-in-law and has three of my grandkids.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Yeah. She married his brother.
Wait, the one that was wearing the jacket?
Yeah, she married the one that's wearing the jacket. They got three kids. Yeah,
damn.
And it's,
that just kind of worked out.
What the hell?
It kind of worked out, but it was kind of bizarre, but yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, growing up with these
imagine
guys.
Imagine marrying someone just because they knew that they were the brother of May, so.
That's exactly what it was.
Who can John? We don't need to talk about that.
Okay, we won't talk about that. Okay.
Who can John? He's brought up who can John before, haven't you? Okay.
Is it two cans or the bird?
No, yeah, exactly. Here's the deal. I used to change his diapers.
Okay. That's cute.
But that's when he was tiny. I mean, by tiny,
oh,
I know.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, he was young.
Right.
I have not gazed upon his manhood since I was changing his diapers.
Well, at least now we know that.
Yeah. So, but his brothers,
right.
His brothers like to bring it up.
Yeah.
All the time because they're jealous because he's a half a foot taller than they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is. 1'6'1 and 1'6'3".
Yeah.
And they hate. that he was bigger than them before he was even
so
out of
sad.
High school.
Yeah, you think when you're 6'1", that's good enough.
But, I would love to be 6'1", yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I need a ladder enough. Just to approach 6'1". Mm-hmm. So his brothers were jealous, and they would talk about, you guys know who the Yin Yang twins are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, they would play Yin Yang music on the stereo of my car.
I know where this is going.
So that people could listen.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so people
could
listen.
So help everybody out.
And I'm not going to turn it off because that would imply that I actually give a shit and I'm embarrassed.
Right.
You know, I believe in the First Amendment, and either everybody has free speech or nobody has free speech.
I think Tecton's really enjoying that free speech right now.
I'm loving it, bro.
Yeah. Loving that free speech.
The quietest he's ever been on the pod.
Well, I would pull up. When they were in school, he was in elementary, his other brother was in middle, and he was, the older brother was in high school.
Yeah.
And I would roll up and pick him up in my convertible, whatever it was at the time.
Thunderbird.
Oh. And he would get in first, knowing that we were then going to go pick up his two older brothers, because they got out a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And he's like 10 years old, and he's throwing on the Yin Yang Twins.
Right.
Or if it wasn't Yin Yang Twins, it was Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the Pulp Fiction album starts with, "All right, all you motherfuckers, if anybody moves, I'll kill you." That's how it would start. And he would play that as we're rolling up to the line to pick the kids up from school.
The crazy chick in the diner.
And you know, all the mothers are looking at me like, you know, what kind of father is that? And,
right.
You know, but hey. All of my sons still talk to me.
Is that
I think
right?
You're a great dad.
Daily. So, I mean, and his middle brother and I, we had issues.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
He had anger issues and justifiably so.
Uh-huh.
But he directed his anger issues at the people that loved him the most.
Yeah.
Instead of at who actually deserved the anger.
And who's that?
Who deserved it?
Yeah.
Figures of authority, whether it was college or high school.
That's just,
you know, he had a high school track coach.
Yeah.
The kid was the fastest runner in the area.
Right.
Yet his high school track coach would put tampons in his locker.
That's what the coach did?
That's what the coach did.
That's the way it is in Texas.
What does that mean?
And
he's calling him a pussy.
His coach did that?
The
why?
Coach did that. But it got really bad.
People are bad.
It got bad, and I went and talked to the head coach.
Yeah.
And I went and talked to the principal, and I said, "Look, the next time Merck was his name, right? I said the next time Merck is derogatory to my son, I'm leaving the Pentagon.
Nope.
I'm driving down here, and I'm beating him up in front of God and everybody.
He said it a lot more. Well."
So next thing I know, it's like a week later.
A lot more brutal than that.
Yeah, it's about a week later, and his older brother calls and says, "Hey, Dad, Ben's walking home because he got into it again with Merck."
Right.
So I get in my vehicle. I leave the Pentagon. I drive a couple miles through the neighborhoods there, and there's my son walking home crying.
You see him?
I see him. Yeah. I pick him up. He's trying not for me to see him crying, right. But he's crying. And he's a big kid, and he's really talented, and he's smart. We drive over, and I drive through the gate. I drive across the synthetic track. I drive because I'm looking for the coach, and there he is. You know, and I'm trying to run him over, but, you know, he dodged behind the bleachers and that. But, yeah, that was...
So did you beat his ass or what?
No, he got away.
Oh.
He got away. Yeah, and besides, they had the police there. The police were there by the time I got there.
Right, right.
Now, the only thing that kept me out of jail was I'd already been to Afghanistan 3 times.
Holy
shit. So they cut you a little bit of slack.
How many times did you serve? How many times did you deploy?
I got 11 combat tours.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. How long have you been in the military?
I was in 41 years.
Okay, so you're out now though, right?
Yeah, I've been out. They medically retired me for war wounds in 2013. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what day of the week it was when they retired me.
Wow.
I had a pretty significant head injury.
Is that right?
So I would meet new people every day.
Yeah?
If I already knew them, I still knew them. But if somebody new, I... And that went on for about 18 months. And he was in high school when that was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know what grade he was in. I'd wake up every day thinking he was still in the 9th grade and he's a junior in high school and shit.
Yeah.
We kind of worked through that.
You were on a story talking about the Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, the Yin Yang Twins. So, you know that one song where they go, "Wait till you see?"
The Whisper song?
Yeah, the Whisper song. Well, his brothers would sing that about him. And "Wait till you see," you know, John's. Yeah, and they would talk about, that's where the toucan came from.
Yeah.
Personally, I can't attest one way or the other.
Okay. So what do you think about that, Tecton? What do you think? Hey, how about that?
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know. Just throw it out here. Listen.
Wait, what?
I'll explain it after.
Okay. I mean, do you know that...
Can you earmuff, Emmy?
I guess.
All right, cool.
If it makes you more comfortable.
You don't want to hear this shit.
So, Toucan was in reference to Toucan Sam. And Toucan Sam is a guy who could stack two Coke cans on his dick.
Yeah?
And so my brothers would call me Toucan John.
Toucan John. And we don't know if it's true. And they don't either.
My brothers would just talk about how fucking large my dick was. Yeah,
never having seen it, okay? No other male in our family has seen, you know, I mean, when we would go to Lifetime Fitness.
Right.
But like, I'm not kidding you, like I would just be pissing and my brothers would just kick in the door.
Trying to
make fun of it.
It was the weirdest fucking thing.
I do know that the Asian businessmen that went to our gym, anytime John headed to the sauna, they would follow him in there like, you know.
Dude, the saunas are so weird,
like
man.
Like a Congo line.
I can't get used to that shit, bro. Just seeing so much old man dick in the sauna, man. I don't know how people do that.
Hey, I resemble that. Come on now.
I'm just saying, man. Like old men, just like at a certain point, they just stop giving a fuck. They just let it hang out, bro. It's so annoying. Like watching these, well, you're how old are you? 74, 72, 71? 70. 69, 72, 73. You're one of those.
My next birthday, which is coming up, let your subscribers know my birthday is coming up.
In April.
No, June.
June.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm bad with birthdays.
You should know what day I was born on because.
June 4th.
Okay, it was the day before that.
June 3rd.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
But I'll be 73.
73.
Yeah. But raising him and his brothers with the video game thing, it was an adventure.
So you ever get pissed off because you're spending too much time playing games, not doing anything in school? Because my dad used to get mad at me like that.
Well, I didn't believe in getting mad.
Okay.
Because
that's very fair. I want to keep him accountable. He's being very. He rarely ever got mad, and if he did, it was very rare occasions.
And it would be like 5 seconds, and then I'd catch myself and go, God, you're being an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't take back.
You can't take back shit you say.
You can't take stuff back that hurts people, so just don't say it in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because then you don't have to take it back and just, you know, but I would get frustrated, but he had a mother that was so mean to everybody. I mean, really, like, that I said, man, God, stop that. No, we're not.
So you just let them do whatever the fuck because you feel like, man, they are getting...
Well, no, I just figured that if they were going to do it, we'd do it together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd do it together.
Yeah, that's
it. And I kept them occupied pretty much. And so there wasn't... And if his buddies wanted to play video games all week, they'd come to our house and play video games all week and stuff like that.
It was fun.
There was one time he was... I think he was a senior. But his little buddies... were a little bit younger, and they were little.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they were close in age, they weren't anywhere near in stature.
Right.
And bless you.
Thank you.
Or no, salute.
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 Spanish.
Salute. Thank you.
And I used to keep cracking rum in the freezer.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you never know when something would piss me off, and I'd just go have a shot of cold cracking and get back on my exercise bike.
Yeah.
And it would calm me down because I didn't want to take the meds that they wanted me to take.
Uh-huh.
Because, the side effects of the meds they give you to keep you from being angry, you don't want the side effects. It makes you more angry. Mm-hmm. But he came in and he said, I went to bed about 9 o'clock because I was getting up the next morning to run. And
it was very rare to see my dad without a Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Like at all times.
Cracking.
Isn't that Jack? Oh, yeah, Kraken and Coke. That's right.
Jack and Coke.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Yeah. I would get at the bars when they would think I was 21.
Yeah, they would. He drank all over Austin at the age of 19.
Really? That shit was awesome, bro.
They wouldn't card you or anything?
He came in and he said, Dad, is it okay if my buddies and I have a Kraken?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know, call their parents. And if their parents tell me it's okay... Yeah, it's okay.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
But their parents, because this is Texas.
Yeah.
And in Texas, you can buy your kid a drink.
Right.
At a bar. It's not against the law. If it's your kid, you can buy him a drink. And so he came back and said, yeah, the parents said it's okay. And I go to bed. And I get up the next morning. I walk out. And man, there's vomit. Starting there, there's just vomit everywhere.
Damn.
And it's that brown, brown vomit, and there's chunks in it. I'm going, what the, you know?
Yeah.
And he comes out of his bedroom and he's all apologetic. He said, Dad, I said, it's okay, I'll get it cleaned up.
No, no, no. So what happened was I said, Dad, I'm so sorry. Oh, and then I vomit. Yeah.
I'll get it cleaned up. And then I go in his bathroom to get a towel to start, because I'm going to use a dirty, I'm not going to get clean towels. Yeah. I'm going to go get dirty towels and clean the vomit up with the dirty towels. Right. And I go in his bathroom and his two buddies that spent the night, one of them's in the bathtub in the fetal position and the other one's on the floor next to the toilet in the fetal position. Neither one of them's got any clothes on and there's vomit everywhere. There's vomit everywhere. So.
So wait, were you in this same house like the night before whenever this shit happened?
Yeah, but I was
asleep.
And
you slept through the whole thing.
Well, I'm deaf in this ear.
Right.
And so if I sleep on this ear, I don't hear anything.
So you didn't even know this shit happened. They could have been partying, having all kinds of crazy shit happen. Yeah. I had no idea.
But to be fair, I did not party at all when I was young. I did not party. I was not a partier. The context of the story of why we did this is insane.
Yeah, why did
we don't have to get into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't about that mother that kept trying to give me money, was it?
Well, that's kind of related.
I mean, this guy would date these girls and their mothers would come over and want to give me money.
For what?
I don't know, because I was too afraid to find out.
Right.
Because, you know, some things you don't want to know.
Yeah.
You know, some things you just want to like...
If people give you money, they want something out of it.
Let me get out of here, you know. I mean, one of the mothers came and she had a large amount of money she wanted me to lock up in my safe.
$25,000.
Yeah, but...
What the fuck?
But remember, we're on the border.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on the border. Right, because this is El Paso.
We're on the border, Look... Like I said, I got 11 combat tours. I've been shot. I've been blown up. I've been stabbed. But you got to be an idiot to fuck with the cartel. Okay? You got to be stupid if you think you're badder than the cartel.
Mm-hmm.
The president of Mexico was on the news today talking about, I don't fuck with the cartel. Mm-hmm. That's America's problem, not mine. So when the cartel was... But the unwritten rule in El Paso was the cartel didn't commit crimes in El Paso.
Yeah.
The crimes were all in Juarez and, you know, El Paso was kind of like neutral ground. But every now and then something would happen. He had classmates that got their heads cut off.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Remember the Death Note kid?
Yeah.
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 Got him? What'd they get him for?
His parents were muling drugs and lost him at the border.
And so they got him.
They got him.
Yeah, he got caught up between a drug deal.
Yeah, the parents weren't going back across, but it was rough. So I didn't want to get involved in that because, you know, there were rumors.
Right.
And I don't know if the rumors were true, but I don't need to know. I just didn't want to be involved with it.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be a hard ass or anything, but, you know, I didn't want to get killed by some thug.
Yeah.
Walking down the street in El Paso, just walked up behind me and shivved me. So, but I love El Paso. I could live there now. It was some of the nicest people that I ever met were from El Paso. But yeah, that was, I don't know that they were partying, but that brings up another story.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say, he cleaned up all the vomit.
I did. I cleaned it
by
all
by himself.
Yeah.
I got OCD. I can clean.
Right. Didn't complain at all.
What a good dad.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've been there. I was on the other side of that vomit. I was a lifeguard in Daytona Beach when I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
And the London Symphony Orchestra would come to Daytona. And Mia Farrow, the actress, was married to the conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra, a guy named Andre Previn.
Yeah.
And they would come and they would party. And, you know, you're the lifeguard. They hand you a margarita, you're drinking it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You're the lifeguard. You do whatever they tell you to do because you're hoping in those days you were hoping to get a $10 tip for lifeguarding their pool party and stuff. And I can remember walking the 3 miles from the beach to my parents' house, hardly able to walk a straight line. I was so drunk at that age. And, you know, so.
So I wanted to get you on a story because I want to tell you something I've never told you before. Because there's a lot of times you tell stories, you don't understand the context
of why. Am I going to cry?
I don't think so.
You guys understand I'm vulnerable right now, right?
Yeah.
A bit?
Yeah. What? I lost my service dog of 10 years a week ago.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
I'm having difficulty dealing with it.
Yeah.
And then the VA turns around and tells me I'm too old to get another dog.
What? Do you,
Isn't that ridiculous?
Fucking, yeah.
The older I am, I should get two.
Yeah. It should have worked the opposite. Yeah.
So, okay, when I was a kid, I had to talk pretty loud, right? Because if I didn't talk loud, you know.
I wouldn't hear it.
Wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
So I've gotten used my whole life just fucking talking at 11. But, you know, there's this thing that you would do when I was a kid that would drive me fucking nuts, which is while you were downstairs, you would ask me to get you the remote, even though it was right next to you. Right? Pretty much the only thing. Yeah, I feel like you have the right to do that.
Wait a minute. What was I doing when I asked you?
You were on your exercise bike.
Oh, and I didn't want to get off?
Yeah, and you were drinking your Kraken and Coke.
Would I know where the remote was, or was I asking you to get it because you put it somewhere and I couldn't find it?
I see what it is.
I never watched the remote. I never watched the TV downstairs. I was very in my room type of kid. So it's because,
So you guys just moved the remote to fuck with me?
Or maybe one of our eight stepmoms, one of them.
Eight stepmoms? Hold up.
Seven stepmoms? How many have I had?
I'm a bad man, but it is okay. It's five.
Is it
okay.
five?
It's five.
Okay, let's see.
Gene. No, don't name them. No, do not do that. Okay.
Okay.
I
remember more than that, but maybe you forgot
it was
about
five.
Them.
There was five.
Okay. All right. Maybe they're girlfriends. Who knows? Regardless,
well, that doesn't count.
Well, so Tectone said that whenever he was in high school, you had a separate apartment for them to be at so you could have privacy with your own apartment.
Fourth grade.
Wait, that was fourth grade.
Oh, fourth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's not untrue.
Yes.
But that is a misrepresentation of the truth.
So what was it?
Okay.
The truth was that I was at the Pentagon and he and his brothers came to live with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I was in a one-bedroom apartment with someone when they came
the
to live with
the worst woman in human history.
Oh, really? Is that true?
No.
In my opinion, the worst.
No, and we're not going to do that. Sure. We're not going to do that. Sure. We're not going to do that.
Sure.
No, seriously, that's wrong. They're not here to defend themselves.
Uh-huh. Fine.
But the reason he and his brothers had a different apartment was because I had a one-bedroom.
Okay.
And they only had one bedrooms and two bedrooms.
Yeah.
So he and his brothers went into a two bedroom that was down the hall until 4 months later when we moved to a house.
Okay.
Together.
All right.
So yes, he and his brothers were in an apartment, but it wasn't because of anything other than I wasn't in an apartment that you could legally have five quote adults in.
So you were working at the Pentagon then. Like, he's
Pentagon.
In fourth grade. So like I do some math in my head. You tell me earlier you were at the Pentagon whenever 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
That 9/11. Shit is crazy. What happened?
Well, it's
can you say?
Yeah. I mean, you know, some 19 Saudi nationals and one Pakistani guy got on airplanes. They'd been training at flight centers all around America. They didn't know how to land. They just knew how to take off. And they crashed airplanes into buildings.
Damn.
And my two older sons were going to this high school called 71st High School.
Uh-huh.
And President Obama would go there because it was the most diverse high school in America. But they were gone from there by then. But this was in 2001, 2002. Originally, I was reported as missing, presumed dead, because the meeting that I was supposed to be in is where the plane impacted the building.
Mm.
But I wasn't there. I was at Starbucks across the street when my secretary called and said, you know, where are you? You're supposed to be in this meeting. And I was rushing back to go to the meeting, and I came out of a pedestrian tunnel underneath the interstate there in D.C., and I heard Godzilla off to my left. And I looked, and it wasn't Godzilla, it was an airliner. And it came over the little highway there, hit the ground to the east, to the west of the Pentagon, bounced, and then went into the west side of the Pentagon.
Wow.
And so I was in the building helping get casualties out.
Damn.
Cell phones didn't work, so his older brothers couldn't get a hold of me, and the Army listed me as missing in action. I wasn't, but his brothers were going to school with the Saudi and Pakistani ambassadors' kids.
And, that must have been awkward.
They were running cross-country with them.
Yeah.
Well, at this point in time, we don't know who was on the airplanes.
Okay.
Initially, we didn't know who was on those airplanes.
Yeah.
And anyway, these kids were telling my two older sons that America deserved 9/11.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Because of our tolerance of homosexuals.
Damn.
Yeah. So when I finally showed back up and I'm talking to my sons, they're asking permission to beat these kids up. And that's when I told him, I said, look, either everybody has free speech or nobody has free speech.
Yeah.
You can't pick and choose who gets to say what they want based on whether you like it or dislike it or whether you like or dislike them.
Yeah.
Either we all have rights or nobody has rights. And so that was, I said, the only time you're allowed to put your hands on somebody is either A, they've put their hands on you.
There it is.
Or B, they've told you they're going to put their hands on you.
Before we get too off track, I was telling you earlier about how, you know, you asking that remote would just be so fucking irritating, right? So I want to go back here.
We're getting somewhere.
The reason I would ask him to come get the remote, it was the only exercise the fat little shit would do.
Oh, is that right?
That's why I would say, John, come get the remote. Because that was it. Yeah. He'd disappear into his room and he'd come out a week later and the maid would go up and empty out all the Slim Jims and everything else that was up
and
there.
The, and the piss cans? And,
oh, God.
Wait, what?
Okay, so.
I'm proud of this.
This is when you started playing WoW.
Yeah, I was gaming.
His two older brothers had girlfriends.
Right.
Now, they eventually married these girls, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to suck up to me because they want me to appreciate them being with my sons. And I was just happy any girl was with my sons. You know, they were socially inept and I was just thrilled to see. I was just thrilled to see any woman put up with them. And they have wonderful wives. But anyway, these two women are, I don't know what the proper term is. I mean, they were young, so I guess I could say they were still girls.
Whatever,
right?
Yeah.
But they were young. I mean, they were...
probably 20s.
Then they came and they asked me if they could clean his room.
Yeah.
Because the maid just couldn't get in there.
Right.
I had a maid, but she couldn't get in there.
So she didn't even want to do it. Was it
bad? No. She could not get in there.
She physically couldn't get in there.
Physically, she could not open the door.
If I show you a picture of my room, can you tell me if his was worse?
Yeah.
Okay, yo, can we pull up the picture of, like, we have a, it's like in front of it. Well, I mean, honestly, you could do any of them, right? Just search Asmongold room.
Are any of your cups in your room filled with pit?
Stop! I'm telling a story, man.
Sorry.
You gotta chill.
Yeah, I want to. Okay, so this one, right? So tell me.
Oh, that's nothing compared to his room.
Oh, is that a fucking fact? No, that is nothing.
That's clean.
Wow.
That is organized.
So, wow.
That is organized.
What was preventing them from getting in? Because you say
you
they
couldn't get the door
physically
open.
Couldn't.
There was so much stuff.
Then how did he get in?
He's strong.
Well, I also just wouldn't leave. I also had an extra door.
And okay, now get
this. Wait, you got a bonus door?
Yeah,
there was a door that went outside. And then there was a door that went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the kitchen and all that stuff. So the door that went to the bathroom was the one the maid couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
And the maid was afraid to go in the backyard because there were roadrunners back there. And so anyway, these two young women, they say, can we clean John's room? Now, I'm thinking, well, if I say no, they're going to think that I don't approve of them.
Right.
Or that I don't think they know how to, because they're wanting to demonstrate their domestic skills.
Of course, naturally.
You know, they want me to know that they will take good care of my sons. And so I think if I go, yeah, throw that back up. That's giving me inspiration. So I tell them, yeah, sure, go ahead. So they're in there cleaning. And I mean, they're in there.
Right.
They're in there some more. And then they call me to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they've got like 15 or 20 Coke cans sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
They're all open. And they asked me, what do I want them to do with the Coke cans? I said, well, throw them away. They go, well, they're still full of Coke.
Oh, shit.
And I go, I don't think that's Coke. And then they go to pour one out and they realize that those Coke cans are all full of urine.
Right, right.
These girls about died.
Damn.
You know, because they were moving that and they were, you know, but they just thought it was Coke spilling on them and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was 19 or, it was a whole bunch of Coke cans full. And it was only 10 feet from his computer screen to the bathroom.
But what you have to understand is when you're raiding in World of Warcraft and you're in the middle of a fight, you can't just leave.
So had you ever, did you ever take a sip out the wrong one?
Absolutely.
That's recycling.
No, dude, I told you. Remember, I had the spit cup too.
Hey, Gandhi did it. You know, if Gandhi could do it, anybody can, right?
So he's basically Gandhi.
That's right.
I mean, that's just how it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is a positive. He got the haircut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Definitely got the haircut. But yeah, he... and then they were... I don't think we should talk about what was on the walls, right?
What the fuck?
We'll leave that out. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they didn't know what it was, and they asked his brothers. And you give him a black light? And it was up there.
Damn. Man,
it was up there.
That shit was on the computer screen.
It was up there. It was up there.
So how old was he? How old were you?
I was like
senior, like 16, high school.
Damn. Like, this normal kid shit.
So he,
is it?
What?
No. Is that normal?
I threw up on my floor. I never cleaned it up.
Yeah. That's still
bad. But you're asking the wrong guy, actually.
Yeah.
See, I have OCD, so I can't do that.
Is there a normal guy here? Jay! Is that normal?
I'm normal.
Okay.
He said no.
Okay. That's not true. There's a difference between what is normal and what is abnormal.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
That's fair. A normal thing that happens with teenage boys.
You got to piss in a can sometimes.
But it's not abnormal.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't want to do it, but it's not abnormal.
It's not uncommon. Yeah. It's just not.
It's very common.
Okay.
When we started playing Pokemon Go back in 2016, his brother's Pokemon name was
what?
Beat Sock.
Right.
And I didn't know what that was.
I know what it is.
I didn't know what it was. But we're at a raid, and one of the other people raiding reported his brother to Niantic. And Niantic said, either change your stream name.
For Beat Sock?
From Beat Sock.
Right.
Or we're going to have to ban you.
You're tracking Beat Sock, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm tracking Beat Sock?
Like, you know what that means?
Yeah, he knows what it means.
Tracking?
Okay, what I just want to make sure.
Of course I know what it fucking means. Yeah.
Yeah.
But another story
I want to tell you what I'm getting about here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so like, you would say that I was a pretty good son.
I'd say you were a great son.
All right. Cool. And I agree. Your relationship with your dad. Did you ever do any crazy shit whenever he would like piss you off?
My dad beat me every day until I got kicked out of the house when I was 16.
Okay. That
so
sucks.
No, I didn't do crazy shit. Okay. I mean, I spoke up for myself.
Yeah.
Which I guess in hindsight was probably crazy.
Yeah.
Because it got me beat.
Yeah.
You can't believe how many misprints there were in the World Almanac every year.
Uh-huh.
When we'd be talking about who won the batting title for the National League or the American League, and I'd show it to my dad in the World Almanac.
Yeah.
And I'd get hit for arguing with him, and it was obviously a misprint. So, I didn't mess with my dad.
Okay. Right. So I messed with you twice.
You did?
I don't think you ever knew about it.
Of course I did.
Only twice, and it was when... It was when we were living, I think maybe once in El Paso and one in Austin, right? So I was probably like 18. The other time I was like 15, right? Because, you know, I was a pretty crazy kid. I was always playing video games, you know? You remember Spike? Our cat, Spike.
Yeah.
Who the fuck names a cat Spike? That's a dog's name.
I think that's cute.
I didn't name him Spike. Yeah. You did.
You got to meet this cat.
Is that right?
This cat would fuck up dogs.
Cat was vicious.
Ooh, he was big. He was big.
Yeah.
He didn't mess with me. He would fight anything.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he was a cool cat.
I want to clear my conscience.
Yeah, okay.
Because I never told you about this. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that Spike would take really big fucking pisses? Like every now and then he'd be like, damn, buddy, I didn't know a cat could piss this much.
You were hiding these litter boxes?
No, I would piss in his litter box.
Oh, so he wouldn't go in there?
No, so you would have to clean the piss out of this litter box.
So that I would?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't clean that litter box. They did.
Oh,
Techie!
So it's guilt-free! Oh, it's guilt-free!
Is that not worse?
Fuck on you.
Okay,
I feel like that's worse than that poor woman.
Speaking of this maid.
Oh, my God.
So I'm there, and I can't keep up with him.
Wait, handshakes that we're all good. Okay, cool.
There's one more you got to tell me about. Anyway, so...
It's the same thing twice.
Oh, I couldn't keep up with him, keeping things clean.
Yeah.
So I always needed a maid. And... You know, I'd still vacuum the house every day because we had cats and cat litter. I'd vacuum it.
Yeah.
So, but we had a maid. And so I put an advertisement on Craigslist in El Paso. And this girl shows up. And she's got on her volleyball uniform because she's come from volleyball practice.
All right.
And we're talking. And, you know, she's a setter. She's tall. And
what was her name?
I'm not going to say her name, okay?
Oh, right. We shouldn't do that.
Can't say her name. But anyway, she came and, you know, I asked her what year she was, and she said she was a junior.
Yeah.
So, you know, junior at UTEP, you know, plays volleyball at UTEP. And so she's looking at my house, and it's a 5-bedroom house.
Uh-huh.
It's not fancy or anything. It's on the military base. And I said, can you clean it? She says, yeah. I said, well, okay, what do you want? She says, well, $25 a week. And I said, I can't pay you $25 a week. You know, I got 3 sons, and she thought that meant that the sons were helping clean. She
right.
says, well, how about 20? I said, no, you don't understand. I can't pay you less than $100 a week to clean up after my pig sons. So $100 a week. And to which she then replies, Colonel, I only clean.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she thought.
Damn.
Yeah, she thought that that's. So I'm thinking she's a junior in college, right?
Right.
No, after she's been cleaning for us like a year,
yeah.
we find out that she's a junior in high school.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she had a crush on his older brother.
Yeah.
Who was getting weak.
What do they get? Are they married now too?
No, I had the uh-huh. letter. I had the letter. No, she wasn't of age.
Right, right.
And he was in the Army.
Oh my God.
So I had to cut sling of pops. But that girl would clean, but she could never get in John. She tried to get in John's room a couple times. She
really?
Just couldn't make it happen. Yeah.
Damn.
Couldn't make it happen.
Just
and sometimes
shithole.
There'd be 2 or 3 kids in there
right.
that you wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah.
You just look in and you couldn't tell there was anybody in there. And then the assistant principal from the high school would call and ask me, was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
yeah.
there at my house. And then that's when I'd go in and I'd start poking.
Right.
And then I'd get a response.
So they'd be trying to hide in there
no,
under
they,
the garbage and shit?
They wouldn't be trying
shit?
To hide. Yeah. They would just be... sleeping.
So where's a picture of this? I got to see this shit.
Oh, no, that's neat.
No, but I want to see his. Like, if you say it's that bad,
no,
you have
it was beyond that
there's
bad.
There's no chance.
But no, there's no pictures. There's no pictures.
God, really?
Well, the house burnt down.
Oh.
Well, that probably was a good thing.
The house... I was deployed. I was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he and his middle brother are in the house
right.
because the older brother, who was also in the Army, was at Ranger School at the mm-hmm. time. And there was a shortage in the
microwave
in the kitchen,
uh-huh.
and it started an attic fire.
Okay,
and so they got out.
Then we had to go back in.
Well, they got out, and then they're bragging that they went back in to get Spike the
cat. Like firefighters.
They went back in to get Spike the cat, and I'm supposed to be proud of them for going back in. I said, I'm not proud of you for going back in.
Yeah.
I'm upset that you left without him. In the first place.
Right.
Then necessitating that you had to go back and find him in
cat.
The smoke and the fire.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have gone out without him.
To be
right?
fair, I was not the one who complained about
did
that.
They get
that
the
was
cat?
My brother.
Did they get the cat though?
Yeah, but it was in his room and they uh-huh. couldn't find it.
No, it was in the laundry room.
I thought he was in your bedroom.
No, it was in the laundry room.
No, out the back door.
He was in the carrier next to the laundry room. Yeah. That was
but
insane.
Yeah, the house burnt down. And
the neighbors saw us naked.
Yeah,
and they were hot as fuck. So that was embarrassing as shit.
And I'm getting calls from the, you know, the colonel that was the quote mm-hmm. commander of the housing area. Why do I have these sons living alone? I said, what are you talking about? 2 of them are Army officers. And the other one's a senior or junior in high school.
Yeah.
They're not alone, asshole,
right.
motherfucker. And
but
so I'm still in Afghanistan, and they're filing the insurance paperwork.
Yeah.
And they, you know, this computer, that computer, this supercomputer, this and that. They get all this, and the older brother, what did he get, like $70,000?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
He got a huge chunk to replace the stuff.
Yeah.
He never saw any of that money.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What happened to
him? I never saw any of that money.
Damn.
And the middle brother. And they still complain about it to this
so
day.
So he just took the $70,000.
Yeah, we don't know what he did with
wait,
it.
Wait, really?
It is what it is.
I didn't even know about any of this.
Yeah.
I had no fucking idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Your middle brother bitches about that all the time.
Yeah, me personally, and you might attest, I just stayed out of shit with the family. Because our family, you know, I love you. I love my brother Mike. But other than that, I don't talk to fucking nobody. It's like, I stayed out of that shit. We dude, can we, do you feel comfortable telling the story about ordering pizza or no?
Oh, shit.
From Florida?
Yeah.
No, we don't need to do that. I mean, basically what happened was...
I'll say it, so that way you don't have to worry about nothing.
Well, okay, yeah,
I'm going to keep it vague.
Yeah,
okay.
Keep it vague.
Over our family attempting to order a pizza.
Well, it was a reunion.
Sure.
Everybody was at my house in Florida.
Like, how many people?
Oh,
like
barely. 20, maybe like 7 or 8.
Oh,
no,
7 or 8?
No. There was...
And we can't, well, let's not name names. There's two of us, then three with the other one.
No, there was you and What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, maybe 10 or 11.
And then there was me and What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
That's four.
Yeah.
And then there was
him with two.
With three more.
Three?
So that's, yeah.
Okay.
So that's eight. And then there was, so that was 11. And then there was your Aunt Karen and your Uncle Bruce.
I didn't think they were there.
Yeah, everybody was there. There was 15 or 20 people there.
Regardless, right. We have never had.
And here's what I do. I just, Emmy, what do you want to eat? You tell me what you want.
Yeah.
As, what do you want? You tell me what you want.
Every time.
It doesn't have to be, you don't have to get pizza if he wants sushi.
Yeah.
I just go around.
He would never.
And he would pay for it.
Right. Yeah, we can trade.
I just go around and I find out what everybody wants. And then I call the, because I'm from there, so I know the good restaurants.
And he would pay for it.
And I'd get it.
Every
and everybody
time.
Get what they want and I don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah. But let's just say.
Well, I mean, this one brother.
Oh, if you're sure you want to say it.
This one brother, I'm not going to say names. This one brother wanted pizza from a pizza place.
Yeah.
And it was a pizza place that I didn't know. And I said, well, it's probably not very good if I don't know it. Let me ask your Aunt Karen.
Right.
And she's never left Daytona Beach. Been there for 60 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And she's in the school system and her husband's the editorial cartoonist for the newspaper. So, and they don't have kids. So they eat out all the time. And they're big.
Oof.
So they know where the good food is.
Yes.
So I said, Karen, do you know this? And she didn't know it. No, I've never heard of that. So I say to my son, I said, well, everybody says that they don't know that place. So why don't you let me get pizza from Mario's? Because it's the best fucking pizza I've ever eaten.
Right.
He didn't want that. He wanted this pizza. So, okay, got it. So I go around and I get everybody's order. And I know the phone numbers for all, like, you want sushi? I know where. You want a sub? I know where. You want fried chicken? I know where. But I didn't know this pizza place. So I say to my son, hey, do you have the phone number, right? Do you have the phone number to the pizza place?
Yeah.
Right?
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, man. I thought I was getting my head cut off.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. Okay. I'll say it then. I've never had a family reunion that did not end in somebody thinking they're going to die.
It's
every
like
single
a,
one.
Like
our family,
royale.
Our family legit. They
I
can,
never thought I was dying.
They, okay. Somebody thought we, like literally, I would try my hardest to avoid every single family reunion because it would be fucking terrifying. Over pizza, guns.
Yeah.
Guns
yeah.
were pulled
yeah,
out.
Yeah, for
over
sure.
Over fucking
and,
pizza.
And,
because
and,
the scariest thing about my family well, is
what
was
get
the conflict?
To for a year and a half.
Yes.
Over this shit?
Over
the
pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Over
but
pizza.
That's all. It's all gone now and everything's great. And
yeah.
Besides
great.
My dad, you know, well, there was like a couple years where your emotions were a little out of control when you came back from deployment. But other than that, the scariest
well,
thing.
Because they had me medicated. Now.
Yes. The scariest thing about my family is
yeah.
they can be fine, they can be happy.
Yeah.
Within the split second.
But then, yeah.
Out of fucking nowhere, blind fury.
Oh, wow.
Throwing hands, throwing fists, pulling out fucking guns.
That is scary.
It was fucking horrible.
I never saw guns.
And I'm glad for you.
I never saw guns.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well.
And I never saw him fight.
Right.
I never saw him fight. I know that.
I'm trying to think of a situation where
you would've. When he was younger, his brothers, because they were older.
Yeah.
And he was. I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to offend anybody. This is a true statement.
Oh,
sure.
He was chubby.
He's a fat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his brothers, as a matter of fact, his stomach had its own name.
What
Ralph.
Was it?
Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph. Damn. That
he would
right.
say,
that's bad.
He would say, Ralph needs, you know, this Ralph. The first two
oh
things
my.
He learned to say, the first two phrases he yeah. ever knew were, Coke Sheen Fry Fries. And he knew where they were. He'd point
hey,
them out.
To be fair, I had to learn how to be very adorable very quickly. I had to learn how to manipulate people.
But his brothers would pinch him and tickle him. And you know, when you're the one being tickled, it's not fun. But when you're the one doing the tickling, oh, we're just playing. Well, it ain't playing to the person getting tickled. You
right.
know?
Do you remember when I took us all to Cracker Barrel? I came down... And I took you to Cracker Barrel and I paid for it. Because when you were a kid, you paid for literally every meal. Didn't matter who they were. You'd pay for every single person's meal. But then I took you to Cracker Barrel and I paid for it. And I showed you my PayPal of me getting $1,000 for my first paycheck from Twitch.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was one of the proudest days of my life,
man. That was a big deal.
So I am curious. How was it versus when you saw that I started to do content creation versus what I am now, which is, you know, like, okay, it's my full-time career.
You have to understand that I didn't really understand content creation.
Yeah.
I still don't.
Move you this way?
I mean, I know what you guys do, and it amazes me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, I sort of can get my brain around these gamers that do a game, and they stream about that game, and they, you know, tell you the
people like watching the game.
Yeah, and they tell you how to get shit.
Like, yeah, sure.
You know, I've got a buddy in Singapore that's one of the Pokemon Go guys.
Okay.
I think he's the best guy in the world. I won't mention his name, uh-huh. but he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll come to events and spend hours just talking to little kids, and he wears sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Not like a Minecraft YouTuber, like a normal talking to kids.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, yeah.
And just, you know, just talking to them about, you know, what's your favorite Pokemon? Well, here, I'll trade you one from Singapore and that kind of stuff. Just a super nice guy. And he makes a good amount of money doing that.
I bet.
But Niantic bans him now and then.
What?
Because, you know, he was promising people that he would get them a hundo.
Uh-huh.
You know, give me your account info and I'll play till I get you a hundo.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know what a hundo is, it's 100%, 100% Pokemon, like max
value.
He
wasn't cheating to get him. He's just that good a player, and he plays all the time, and he drives around playing, and he would just go find it. He would do the work.
Yeah.
Well, Niantic didn't like that, so they banned him for 30 days.
Account sharing.
Yeah.
Of course, right?
But he wasn't hurting anybody, and, you know, but anyway, so he got banned. But I understand that part.
Right.
But a lot of this other stuff that the content creators do, I just, you know.
Like what? What is the thing that you
I don't know how you guys can get online and do this podcast without writers. You know, it's it amazes me.
Well, I mean did you need a writer to say everything you said?
Yeah, I'm doing it just today.
Right?
I don't know that I could. Well, okay.
You're good.
I can do it every day, but I'm 72.
Right.
And I was in the military 41 years.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of other stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, but, I mean, he's not even, he just turned 30.
Yeah.
I mean, where you guys come up with this stuff?
There's always like, crap happening.
There's always
he's in drama all the time.
There's so much stupid shit that happens all the time. And the one thing is that people are dumb as fuck on the internet. And so you will always have the next thing to think about, the next thing to talk about.
Yeah, it's
and
like
that will
the news.
Never not be true.
You know, there's always something new in the news. Like,
yeah.
Especially them too.
Yeah, I hate every day when I turn my phone on and look at the news.
Really?
I hate it. I mean, I've got 10 grandkids and 2 great grandkids.
Wow.
And
I didn't even know that.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because I look at where
they're growing up into this world.
Hey, look, it was rough when I was a kid and it was civil rights.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. It was rough. And I didn't think it could ever approach that again.
So where's it at now compared to that?
You were able to govern because the parties would find common ground and they would govern. But
now
that's not the case anymore. I mean, you know, everybody says Bill Clinton was a great president.
Yeah.
But that's because Newt Gingrich, the Speaker of the House, he and Clinton would compromise.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Everything's so polarized between way over here and way over here, and there's very few people in the middle, and it's tearing the country apart. And how they govern is they make me afraid of you and you afraid of her, and they play they play us all against one another like everybody's got their own private agenda.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yes, there are people out there that want to represent a demographic, and those people have an agenda.
Oh, they do.
Because they're making money off representing that demographic, and they got power representing that demographic. And, you know,
I was
in Florida for the 2020 election.
Ooh.
Okay?
And the one that was rigged.
I got to be honest. I don't think I can ever go back to Florida.
You think so?
It was so divisive.
Yeah.
I mean, people that had been neighbors and friends for 50 years were burning bags of dog shit in their neighbors' yards, whether they had a blue sign or a red sign.
So you 72. How the fuck did that happen? Because you said it wasn't like that before, right? So how did we get here?
Well, I mean,
you think it's like social media, like
social
internet
media
or what?
Has a huge
Really?
Because people are more informed.
Okay.
Well, they're okay.
Informed.
No, no, no. Uh-huh. They're not more informed.
They think they
There's just more information that they have access to that they believe because
Makes
it's
them
there.
Informed. Right.
It's on there. They believe it.
Yeah.
Like, people ask me, do I think the 2020 election was rigged?
Uh-huh.
My answer to that is, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to stake my life on yes or no as the answer because I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing I do know.
Right.
It is a historical fact that Joe Kennedy bought Illinois, Chicago, for Jack Kennedy, and that's how Jack Kennedy won the 1960 election. That is a fact.
You know.
Is a fact.
But you do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for people to be indignant, we're sitting out here. All we get to know is what we see on the news and maybe what somebody tells us. And the news isn't news anymore. It's spin. Everybody's spinning.
When did that start? Because my dad said it happened like at the time of Vietnam.
I don't know. We had Walter Cronkite during Vietnam and he was the voice of America.
Yeah.
He was the CBS News guy.
I know the story.
The real spinning started, the real, real, real spinning probably started after 9/11.
You think that's what it was?
Mm-hmm. I think that's when it got really out of control.
Because that was crazy after that happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and look.
You remember airports before 9/11?
Do I remember what?
Airports before 9/11.
Airports. I only went one or two times. Airports.
Oh, do I remember airports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one time I screamed I had a bomb when I was at an airport?
No, I don't remember. Okay.
That was crazy, bro.
I was with you?
You grabbed me.
I did?
I was in fourth grade and I was playing a video game. Right?
Oh.
And then I had a soda can, right? And I went to go, you know, throw it in the trash can. And I just yell, frag out! Right? Like I had a frag bomb.
Yeah.
And that was insane. That was really fucking stupid.
9/11 stuff started getting spun. And I mean, look, everybody likes to denigrate President Bush.
Uh-huh.
Because we never found WMDs.
Never did.
But I tell you what, I was on the ground.
Is that right?
We absolutely believed there were WMDs.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this from firsthand knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
He believed he had a nuclear weapons program.
Oop.
He believed it.
Yeah.
Now, he was being lied to. But, you know, we're sitting over here. If we think he, if our
if
information
we think he
tells
thinks
us,
it, and then he thinks he thinks it, then,
he thinks it.
Yeah.
He thinks he's got it. How?
Right.
So was it all a big mistake? Absolutely, because every night on the nightly news, you had stuff on there that recruited terrorists to hate America.
Oh, that still happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes on every day. There's movies about it. You know, and look. We either care about each other or we don't. And if we don't, there's no saving us.
I think people just lost their minds, you know, especially like after COVID. I think COVID really dialed it up a lot because like people spend 2 years in their house getting radicalized by the internet and then you let them loose and they're just going to go apeshit.
Yep.
Like, I can't wait for this election. This election is probably going to be worse than the last one.
Talking about the election.
Oh, boy.
Talking about the election. Uh-huh. To buy a drink in a bar, you got to show an ID.
Yeah.
Why are people upset about having to show an ID to vote?
Who the fuck knows?
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to vote. People think that they're, I'm brown. You don't want me to vote. If you look at the polls, they're going to all go vote for the guy that just got out of court today. Because they identify with him now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're identifying with him because he's being persecuted.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I don't understand why everybody gets upset about showing an ID. Because all they're wanting to do is to make sure that I'm voting for the representative that represents where I live and not where you live.
I think the reason why is every single issue, every single thing, there are two sides of it. And there's like, sometimes there are just things that make sense that half of people get convinced into getting in a fight about it. That's what I think happens.
I know they hate each other.
Oh, they do.
It's I mean, and our kids watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, God. And I like
so
I say,
do you have social media?
I worry about my grandkids.
Yeah. Well, do you use social media or anything like that?
You mean, do I have like accounts?
Yeah, like Twitter, Facebook, shit like that. Yeah,
I have Facebook because I have to have Facebook to have Facebook Messenger so we can organize Pokemon Go raids.
Okay, so you basically don't have social media
no,
then,
I
right?
No, I don't. I okay. don't. I mean, somebody will ask me a question about where's the Pokemon Go raid. And
uh-huh. Which I will say, if we don't talk about it, Pokemon Go is the best thing to happen to my dad.
Is that right?
Well, here's the truth. This is, okay, so when I retired from the military,
yeah,
I was angry,
uh-huh.
but I didn't know that I was angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't call it paranoia. They call it hypervigilance.
Yeah.
They don't call it, you're not paranoid, you're hypervigilant. And unless he was home,
yeah.
I didn't go out. I didn't go places by myself.
Uh-huh.
And if he was around or one of his brothers was around, then we'd go out. But I wouldn't go out by myself. And the few times that I did, bad stuff happened.
Oh,
like I was at the Target down on Slaughter Lane.
I remember this.
I was at the Target down on Slaughter Lane because I, you know, my VA psychiatrist,
yeah.
would ask me, you know, was I socializing? And so I would go and get coffee at the Target from the Starbucks, and I'd
the one out, at South Park Meadows.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'd ask the, you know, the barista's got her name on, and then I'd tell my psychiatrist, yeah, I was talking to Sarah. I wouldn't tell him that Sarah was the barista at Starbucks, right? Right. Or I talked to Jeff, you know, another barista at Starbucks. I wasn't talking to very many people. And then I was in that Starbucks and the girl there said to me, or the lady, the woman, you know, she was a teenager. She said that she was real happy because it was a Thursday and she said it was her Friday. And it was a Thursday before the midterm elections in 2014.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you know me, I'm retired Army, every day Saturday. And she laughed. And then this voice from around the corner says, referring to President Obama in the very most negative terms you can imagine.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh,
so he's referring to President Obama, saying that President Obama was going to steal my military retirement to help pay for...
He must have seen that on a YouTube video.
Yeah, but he saw it and he said it.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, yo, bud, there's women and kids here. Chill. Yeah. And then he called the president a liar.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, bud, you know, the weatherman's wrong half the time.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him a liar. It makes him mistaken. Perhaps the president was mistaken about, you know, his... the information he got, he interpreted it wrong. That doesn't make him a liar. It just makes him wrong.
People fuck up.
You know, we all make mistakes. And then he tells me he's going to beat me up.
Oh, okay.
He's a big boy. But
you were like, how old was he?
Oh, he was 22, I think.
So you were 60 years old? He's trying to get in a fight with a 60-year-old man at a Starbucks and a Target.
He was going to beat me up.
What's so crazy is like, I feel like that is the most chill Target. Like everywhere around there. Like, where the fuck did this dude come from?
I've been
from?
To that Target too.
Texas,
yeah.
Texas is where we won't mention the university in Texas that he had the sweatshirt on for. But I had to put him down on the ground. And
really?
Yeah. And the store manager wanted me to let him up. And I said, I can't let him up till the police get here. He's too big.
Yeah.
And now he knows I can put him down there. So now I don't have the advantage of surprise.
Yeah.
So let's just chill till the police come. And the manager's over there complaining about me. But there's all these mothers over there. And the barista's talking to the other police. And finally, the sergeant that shows up comes up and says, can you make court on the 9th of December?
Ooh.
I said, man, you're going to charge me? He said, no, we're charging him.
Yeah.
I said, really? He said, yeah, he's facing 4 felony charges.
Wait, how?
Assault on somebody over the age of 65, battery on somebody over the age of 65, assault on 100% disabled veteran, and battery on 100% disabled veteran.
Damn,
those are all Class
up.
C felonies in Texas.
So what happened?
Well, I went to court and, you know, At that point in time, I didn't know what kind of sentences the kid was facing.
Right.
And he's there with these parents. And, you know, the judge thanks me for my service and, you know, and says all those glowing things that people say when they're trying to make a point. And he asked me, what kind of sentence did I think the kid deserved? And I said, I don't know, Your Honor, what are the options? And he says, well, 7, 7, 7, and 7. And I said, weeks, months? He says, no, years. I said, Your Honor, I don't think anybody deserves 28 years in prison. I don't care what they did unless it was, you know, murdering little kids or something.
Sure,
I said,
some crazy shit.
But no, he doesn't need to go to prison for years. How about just 28 days?
Yeah.
And he said, okay, thank you. I sit down, tells the kid to stand up. Kid stands up with his lawyer and his dad. And the kid turns and looks at me and says, I will find you, old man. I am going to fuck you up. And so the judge gave him 7 years.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
But, what a stupid fuck.
He's out.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he did very
much. A kid that has that kind of anger issues is probably still in. Well, he got himself involved in something else.
He'll be back.
I mean, I just didn't go out unless he was with me or one of his brothers. And then I'd get my service dog, and that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because not only did she help me not fall all the time, but she would let me know if somebody was an issue, and she would turn me away.
Right.
And she'd see if there was an excitable dog, and she would get between me and them. So because if somebody bumps me, I'll fall.
Yeah.
So she took good care of me, and I got more comfortable with going out.
Uh-huh.
And then in July of 2016, I was in San Marcos, and my granddaughter, who was just turned 4, she had turned 4 on 31 May.
Uh-huh.
She calls me up, and she said, Grandpa, I need you to take me for a walk. Okay. So I go get her, and we're walking around campus. And he had told me about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
He had told me I needed to play it, but I had never played a video game.
You did.
Of any.
You played Tiger Woods Golf for the
N64.
Tiger Woods Golf,
and they cheated.
Nice.
They knew the codes.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I'm sitting there hitting it, and they're doing codes and putting rockets on the balls.
And then you played Donkey Konga.
I never played that. No, we played Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Rock Band.
Yeah, and you guys got mad because, I mean, I could do that one because those were all songs I lived with. So they're, you know, I knew how to, but anyway, so she
That's
wanted
not
to,
why we got mad.
She wanted to go for a walk. Oh, you got mad and went to your room.
No, I got mad. That's not the reason, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The problem is you were mad annoying.
So
that's what it was.
So we're walking around the campus, and she's got her little iPhone, and she's 4 years and a month. And I said, Lucci, what are you doing? She said, Grandpa, I'm playing Pokemon Go. Don't tell mommy. Well, my rule as a grandparent is as long as it's not hurtful, I give my grandkids whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's my job to spoil them. It's their parents' job to raise them.
Yeah.
So, you know, so if they say they can have one dress, we get 7. You know, one pair of shoes, we get 5 or 6. So we're walking around and she's playing. And she says, Grandpa, give me your phone. So I give her my phone, my iPhone. And she goes into the app store and she's 4.
Yeah.
And she downloads the game and says, what you want your name to be? And I didn't know. So she named me after the cat that we had, Spike, because he had just died. Uh-huh. So she named me after Spike.
Iron Spike.
Yeah, but then I had to put a number on it because somebody already had it. So she said, what's your lucky number? And I said, 21. So that's how I became, you know, Iron Spike 21. And so we're playing. And I didn't have to play. I mean, I knew about Pokemon because they collected the cards.
Sure, yeah.
But I knew Pikachu and Charizard. That was all I knew.
Right.
I knew that Ash was from Pallet Town, but I didn't know anything else.
Uh-huh.
But I'm playing with my granddaughter. I didn't care. And I'd get her every day after she did whatever class she was doing, you know, ballet, gymnastics, piano. I'd get her, and I'd get her for an hour and a half, and then I'd take her home, and she'd take a nap. And then her and her dad, my oldest son, would come out in the evenings there. And you remember how the game was in 2016.
Everybody was playing.
And we're at San Marcos, and it was great, and it was fun.
Oh, like at Texas
State. Yeah. It was great. And I'm playing, but I sucked, okay? Uh-huh. I mean, I couldn't throw a curve. I didn't know eggs had to go in incubators. I actually went to the Apple store bitching about my GPS because my eggs wouldn't hatch. And the girl says, well, you got to put them in incubators.
Yeah.
Where the fuck you get those? You know, I didn't know there was a store.
Right.
I didn't know there was a Pokédex. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I just caught what I could catch, and I'm playing. And so after about 6 weeks, she's like a level 32 and I'm a 6.
Ooh.
Okay. But I didn't care. I'm just playing with her. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And we're walking around campus and she's bilingual and she's talking to some co-eds because classes are starting again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like late August, early September. And she's talking to these girls and she comes running up and she says, Grandpa, do you know what those girls said? I said, no, Lucci, what'd they say? She's, Grandpa, they said I'm a Pokemon master. Uh-huh. I said, you sure are. Grandpa's really proud of you. And we turned to walk away, and the girls yelled at us. And it was in Spanish, and I only understood two words.
Yeah.
Abuelo, you know, Grandpa, and Pokemon Go.
Uh-huh.
I didn't understand the rest of it because I just didn't hear it. And she takes my hand. She says, Grandpa, you know what they said about you? And I'm thinking they said, watch out for the pervert or something like that.
Some shit,
and
yeah.
I'm going to go punch him in the face.
It is what it is.
For talking like that to my granddaughter. I said, no, Lucci, what did they say? And she starts to cry. She said, Grandpa, they said you Pokemon Grasshopper. And I had this epiphany that my grandchildren thought that my brain injury had made me stupid.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And I didn't want my grandkids thinking Grandpa was stupid.
Right.
So I went home and I asked my wife, I said, hey, babe, you're a millennial. Can you help me with Pokemon Go?
Uh-huh.
And she says, no, it's a stupid game. But there's YouTube videos. So I log on to the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
They might as well have been in Japanese because I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Right.
I didn't know about types and movesets. I didn't know any of that shit.
Yeah.
But I had an advantage over a four-year-old. I could play anytime I wanted. Mm-hmm. I could go out at night by myself, and I have money.
Yeah.
And I was taking my wife on a world trip because right. she'd never been anywhere but Iowa and San Antonio. So we took off and went to San Francisco, New York City, Massachusetts, Paris, Rome.
Oh, wow.
Made our way around. And by the time we got back to Austin, unbeknownst to me, because I didn't know about the Pokédex. I didn't know how to get in there and find it. I had caught every Pokemon that was available at that point in the game, all 141 of them. Now, legendaries weren't out yet, but I had all 141, but I didn't know it. So we land at the Austin airport, and my son and my granddaughter pick us up, and my granddaughter says, Grandpa, let me see your phone. So she takes my phone. I don't know why she wants it, but she's in getting into my Pokédex, and she says, Grandpa, you Pokédex amazing in that Japanese cartoon voice.
Yeah.
She's talking to me in the cartoon voice. And I didn't realize that I had them all.
Uh-huh.
And I said, and I'd gone up in levels too, because you know, when you caught a new Pokemon, it leveled you up. And so I think I was up to level 34 by then. She was still ahead of me. And I said, well, Lucci, am I still a grasshopper? And she says, oh, Grandpa, you are a Pokemon Master Trainer. Now, look, I met two presidents for shit that I did in the Army.
Really?
George Bush, though. No? Can you say? Okay, never mind. Okay, who knows what we'll say?
That pales to insignificance to your grandchildren thinking you're cool.
Uh-huh.
Nothing tops that. And my grandkids play, and so I just started playing every day, and I realized I had a full Pokédex. And,
yeah.
And his brothers, I mean, he'll tell you, I don't understand video games. I mean, you guys could, you know. His brothers had told me about Pokemon Go that when you got to level 40, you got $10,000, which I didn't care about. Money's not an issue. But they also told me I got an Infinity Master Ball.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and I needed that because I couldn't even throw a curve.
Yeah.
So I needed a ball that would catch them. And
every time.
Yeah. So I needed that Infinity Ball. And they also told me I would get a pair of glasses that I could put on my character and it would take them to any region in the world to hunt region specific Pokemon.
So you could go in like to Australia, Japan or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You go to New Zealand and get Relicant.
Right.
So I wanted that. Okay. Because, you know, I wanted that. Well, you know, so I worked real hard to get to level 40 and I got there pretty quick. And I didn't get anything.
Uh-huh. His brothers, my brothers are not me.
So you don't understand a whole lot about games. Do you understand like what gacha games are?
Pokemon Go is a gacha game.
So do you know how much money Tectone has spent on those games?
Tectone.
Your son, John.
Yeah. I thought you were asking me about Niantic.
I didn't hear
Tectone. I heard.
Yeah.
I know he spent a lot. A lot.
How much do you think a lot is?
I'll bet he spent $100,000.
Man, if only that were true.
More than $100,000. Well, good. We're going to go car shopping this
weekend.
That's
right.
Wow. Dad needs a car.
How much do you think I spent?
I thought $100,000, $150,000.
I swear to God, I'll tell you about this. Yeah, I spent probably...
Half a million?
Probably like $600,000, $700,000.
Well, I can see that.
I mean,
I can see
so unfazed.
I mean, I look at these guys that stream it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got an egg on all the time. When remote raiding,
yeah,
when you were still allowed to do unlimited remote raids in Pokemon Go, which you can't do anymore.
Uh-huh.
But when COVID hit, they
just let you do it.
They let you do it, right? Which before COVID, remote raiding was called spoofing, right? And it was against the rules. But then when COVID hit, they didn't want to get lawsuits for us meeting to do raids, so they opened up remote raiding. I was spending $150 a day on remote raid passes.
Uh-huh.
I was playing 24 hours a day with people in Japan and Australia, New Zealand, France.
So for you to hear that, it's like not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, you don't care, bro. Hey, fuck it, bro.
Okay, here's the thing. Look, I mean, all joking aside,
yeah,
as serious as I can be.
Okay.
Life, what's important in life is the experiences you have and the friends that you make.
Uh-huh.
How big your house is doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive doesn't matter.
Oh, I know that.
You know, I mean, how much money you got in the bank. I mean, as long as you can take care of yourself and the people that you're responsible for, it none of that matters. What matters is hanging out with people you care about and doing stuff that makes them happy and you happy.
Yeah.
Because there's going to come a time when no matter what's going on, the only thing that's going to make you happy is a good bowel movement. Uh-huh. You know, because you're sitting in the nursing home and, you know, they're giving you iron pills and you're getting constipated. So, you know, live your life and do the things, but don't hurt other people. I mean, if you're hurting other people, you can't ever make up for that. People ask me, what was about the military? What did you like? Well, I love the camaraderie.
Yeah.
I love the fact that young people like y'all joined the Army and the military branches after 9/11, knowing that they were going to have to go to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sacrifice that you just, because we hadn't had anything like that since World War II. You know, Vietnam was fought with I got drafted. You know, Vietnam was fought with drafted soldiers. People weren't signing up.
Yeah.
And it was fought mostly with drafted soldiers of color.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, but when 9/11 happened, young Americans like you guys said, hey, we want to go. We want to take care of America. And that made me feel really good. What made me feel bad about the military?
What's that?
People that died.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody says, well, they were bad people. Well, I don't know that they were bad people just because they were on the other side of the equation.
Yeah.
I don't know that they were bad. You know, I mean, you've seen that poster about the original freedom fighters and it's the Native
the
Americans.
Taliban? Or
the Apache Indians on horses, the original freedom fighters.
Oh, I thought it was the original Border Patrol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean,
I seen that.
To their people, they were the freedom fighters and we were the bad guys.
Of course.
You know, to the British.
If they had won the Revolutionary War, guess what it would fucking say?
Yeah, of exactly.
Course. No, I get it.
So I don't know that, you know, I don't know that the North Vietnamese were bad. I don't know. I mean, ideologically, their government was bad, but on an individual basis, I don't think that they were evil.
I think that's the case with most people, like even people that are in countries that you probably disagree with a lot on. Like these are just normal people who want to live their life and not have to deal with anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like people wake up and say, what does Vladimir Putin want me to do today?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure they wish he wasn't their president.
He just won again.
Yeah, didn't he? Another 6 years.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and then they have a terrorist attack and everybody knows it was ISIS. And he blames it on the Ukraine, you know, and he controls the news stations over there. So that's all the Russian people are hearing.
Yeah.
They're not hearing that our CIA warned him there was a terrorist attack coming from ISIS and they ignored it.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and blame it on the Ukraine. So
I'm curious with how, you know, fucked up you think the country is today. What is some advice you think the youth needs to hear?
They need to vote. They need to vote. And I don't care who they vote for. Okay. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. America was built on the fact that everybody gets to vote and they get to vote for who they want to vote for and nobody should denigrate who they vote for.
Well,
what we've got today. It's got to the point that if you vote like this, you're an idiot. If you vote like that, you're a Nazi.
That's right.
Stop. Who you vote, it's none of my business who she votes for or it is none of my business.
Yeah.
You get your vote, I get my vote. And hopefully they count them all and they count them correctly.
Hopefully.
But we're so polarized that people will do bad things because they're so afraid of the other side winning.
That's right.
Instead of just saying, hey, well, if we don't like what they do, we'll have another election in 2 years and change it. You know, so...
People out of their mind. That's what it is. Yep. And I think that really it's the people that, like what you said about how they will do a bad thing and they do it for a good reason. That's the scariest thing.
It's because, still a bad thing.
Yeah, but like in their mind, like this is the same mindset people had burning witches.
Yep.
You know, it's like this is the history of humanity. This always happens. I don't know if it's ever going to stop.
They didn't burn them, right? They drowned them, right?
Well, they drowned them. Well, if they in America,
they didn't burn any of them. That was an old English thing.
They did that like Joan of Arc.
They drowned them, right?
Well, yeah, because like if they drowned them, they said if they
weren't a witch, they'd come back to the surface, right?
No, if they were a witch, they'd come back to the surface.
That's what it was,
right?
Yeah.
Because like that way, there's no way they could ever make a mistake.
Yeah.
Earlier in this podcast, you said yourself that if you don't have the time, if you don't want to, that your wife is a millennial, right?
Yeah.
So I am wondering.
My current wife.
Your current wife is a millennial.
Yeah.
So for the people wondering at home, how is it being 72, being married to someone who's about to turn 30? How's that dynamic?
She's older than you.
She's older than me?
Yeah.
By how much? Like 1 year or two?
No, a few months.
Okay, yeah. What is that relationship like between a 72-year-old and a 30-year-old? What's the difficulties? What are the...
No more difficult than you and me.
Okay. So it's not a big deal.
Things are only difficult if you want them to be.
Right.
I mean, okay, let's say that Emmy's making dinner tonight. And she works real hard on dinner.
Okay.
My belief is I'm going to be thankful that she's making me dinner.
Okay.
And I don't give a fuck whether it's good or bad. She made me dinner and I'm going to love it.
I will say that she cannot cook.
Okay, but I don't
care.
That's
not true.
No, not you.
What the heck?
No, his wife made me salmon lemon pasta.
Which
is the most disgusting shit I've ever eaten.
I like it.
That's all that matters.
It sounds like it could be good.
I like salmon. And
is it just the ingredients?
Just think about that. This is like sour pasta. Yeah.
You don't like lemon pasta? I love lemon pasta.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fucking not me, bro.
But no, I mean, if you're looking for things to denigrate, you can find them. You know, if you wake up on a rainy day and bitch because it's a rainy day instead of saying, well, we needed the rain, you're going to go through life not happy.
Okay.
But if you wake up every day, just, hey, man, I'm glad I woke up, you know?
That was the other great piece of advice you gave me.
Yeah.
Was every day is a good day if you wake up.
Yeah, if you wake up, it's, you know, everybody asked me, how's today going? So I didn't wake up in a hole with dirt coming down at me.
Yeah.
So it's a good day.
Yeah, well, just because you've been, in your words, married 5 times, right? It's not any different.
In his words.
It's not any different than dating someone who's like 2 years apart or 10 years apart.
Age is just a number.
Okay.
I mean, I play Pokemon Go every day. I mean, how many 72-year-olds play Pokemon? I mean, I used to play golf a lot. But I got tired of playing golf because everybody I played golf with, all they did was bitch about everybody else. You know, they should be happy they're playing golf. Instead, they're bitching about, you know, college kids and, you know, I mean. So when I started playing Pokemon Go, it changed my mindset on everything because... Most of the people, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are assholes that play Pokemon Go. I mean, they think that the fact that they won at PvP last night, you know.
There's a lot of ego gamers
of ego gamers. But for the most part, it's just nice people out there playing. And it rewired my brain to where I could have conversations with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was good for me. And learning how to play the game helped my brain injury recover significantly.
Yeah, you changed drastically after Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I am curious. So, as content creators...
I thought you were John.
Yeah, as John, right?
Are you curious, John?
Yes. So, as curious George...
I am curious, John.
You got to understand why people watch someone. Like, if you watch Iron Mike Tyson, who's going to be fighting Jake Paul soon...
Okay, let me tell you why I watch Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Yep. First off, Mike Tyson... absolutely acknowledges that he is not the greatest. He is not the GOAT.
The second.
Muhammad Ali is the GOAT.
You think so?
Mike Tyson says that.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't fight either one of them.
Right.
You know, so unless you were in the ring, I don't think you get to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. All these sports writers, bullshit. You know, basketball players tell you that Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know, and they've played against him and LeBron.
Uh-huh.
They're different players. They're completely different talent sets and different personalities. But, you know, I mean, if Mike Tyson says that Muhammad Ali's the GOAT, who's going to dispute that?
You know? Yeah.
And then they both went to jail unjustifiably, I think. But yeah, I watched Tyson because he was asked once. Y'all probably heard this story. You know, Mike lives out in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And his ex-wife, Robin Givens, she also lives in Vegas.
Okay.
And Mike tells a story about when they were in the middle of getting their divorce, he would still swing by and hit that.
Right.
You know, because he's Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And she's Robin Givens, and he would swing by to hit it. So he had left his lawyers, and he swung by her house to hit it, and she wasn't there.
Right.
And he was going down the driveway to get in his car to drive away, and she rolled up in her gold Mercedes, you know, 450 SEL, and Mike says, "You're not going to believe who's in that car." Brad Pitt was in the car with her. And so somebody in the audience, "Mike, did you knock him out?" And Mike Tyson says, "Man, you can't knock out Brad Pitt. God would hate you." God made Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's the prettiest man in the world. I wish I'd been in prison with him.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
And so, I mean, that's what he's... This is because he's got his one-man show, and he talks about this. And he was telling that, and I was about pissing my pants while he's telling it. And then somebody in the crowd wanted to know if he went back and saw Robin Givens after that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Tyson said to the whole world, "She been with Brad Pitt. I ain't got nothing for her."
Damn.
So, I mean, you got to respect that.
That's, yeah.
That is a self-awareness that most people don't have, and certainly not most people that are considered one of the two or three best pugilists that ever lived.
Right.
They would never want to admit that another guy was...
Yeah, you know, was above them in some situation.
Yeah, when it comes to hitting. So he admitted, I thought it was great. And then I thought he was awesome in Hangover.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he was.
I just thought he was awesome.
There's two questions I got to ask you before we wrap this whole thing up. Okay.
Do I get to tell the Hangover story? Well,
if you would tell more stories, maybe we'll tell a very embarrassing story that I didn't want you to tell on this, but on the Patreon. So if you want to go subscribe to the Patreon, you're more than welcome to. Patreon.com/steak and eggs. Appreciate y'all subscribing. I wanted to know, this is your first interaction with Asmund and Emmy. And, you know.
No, I've met him before.
Sure. Well, on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I am wondering, why do you think people watch me? Why do you think people watch Az? And why do you think people would watch Emmy? Just from your gut reaction from what you've just met them for.
Well.
Go one by one.
Okay. For Az is very self-aware.
Az
is very self-aware.
Az Mongler
is very self-aware.
Right.
And. You don't get that. And he's not conceited. He's open. He's obviously up on the issues. I respect that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Emmy? I mean, come on, man. Who wouldn't want to watch Emmy? Uh-huh. Look at that.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, my goodness. I'm thrilled. All bullshit aside.
Uh-huh.
Here's how I ended up back in Austin.
How's that?
Okay. I was out in Utah. I was traveling the country in my RV with my dogs and my pig, Lola. And I was doing that because I'd been in the military 41 years. I'd never seen the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
I'd never seen Zion National. I'd never seen the Petrified Forest. You know, and so I was traveling around seeing stuff. And he called me and said, "Hey, I need you to go back to Austin to this house I'm buying. And make sure it's okay. Make sure my utilities are on and make sure, you know, the locks work." And all. So I drove my RV from Salt Lake City to here in a day and a half.
Damn.
And that was hard drive. So I get here because I want to make sure everything's okay for when he comes down. And then he gets here and I'm seeing the setup and I'm seeing what's going on. And it's realizing that it's lucrative.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, real crazy. And so then I'm thinking, wow, I hope that he's hanging out with good people.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you see all these pro
athletes. So you think you're worried, like, oh my God, is he doing cocaine?
No, I wasn't worried about that. No. You see all these pro athletes that sign these million-dollar contracts,
yeah.
And 5 years later, they're broke.
Of course.
Because their posse spends all their money.
Sure.
Mm. Or their business, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the basketball.
Yeah.
His business manager fucked him out of $500 million.
That's outrageous.
You know, I mean, and so one of the things I worried about was, who was he getting into the internet with?
Right.
And would they take advantage of him?
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons that I stayed here.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to make sure that he didn't get taken advantage
Goofed
of
around.
Because
yeah.
he trusts everybody. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I mean—
Probably a little bit too much.
Yeah. But it became, with a couple notable exceptions that I picked up on immediately.
Yeah.
No, I'm thrilled that he's hanging out with you guys.
That's great.
No, it makes I can go to sleep at night and not worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, but, and that was one of the reasons I stayed here, was to make sure that he was, because, you know, everybody worries about lawyers.
Uh-huh.
Lawyers doesn't scare people. What scares people is physical violence.
Yeah.
Showing up at their doorstep at 2:00 in the morning. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that my son was, you know, and he is now, but for a while there, I was worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, heck.
I am actually curious, how is it as my dad, when you see people saying shit about me on the internet that you know is not true, how does that make you feel?
Hey, bub, it's just content.
Cool.
That's right. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Good.
Fuck them. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. One of his brothers got upset over some stuff that John said. And I said, hey.
I can guess who that is.
Yeah, come on, man. It's fuck off. You know, I mean.
It's a show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's like getting upset when Roman Reigns beats
Cody Rhodes,
Dean Ambrose. You know, it's just, that's how the script went that night. You can't get upset. You just watch it for the show. You know?
So
no, I don't. That stuff doesn't bother me.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
No, I care less.
The final question I have for you, because it's something that people ask me a lot. How tall are you?
How tall am I?
Yeah,
how tall should I have been?
Now, how tall are you?
No, that's a serious question.
Okay. How tall should you have been?
When I went in the Army in 1972, I was 5'9½". But over the years, you know, back injuries, neck injuries, 2 fake hips, you just start to shrink. I don't have any disc spaces in my back anymore, so I'm probably around 5'7" now.
Okay, 5'7"?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how tall should I have been?
Yeah.
Because I said I was almost 70 inches. I should have been 6'1 or 6'2". Now you say, how do you know that?
How do you know that?
Okay, well, I was born in 1951 at 25 weeks. I weighed 2 pounds and 12 ounces.
Oh.
And there was no neonatal care. They just put you under a light.
Yeah.
And, you know, premature babies like that only reach about the 90th percentile of what they should have reached in height and stature.
If you extrapolate. You
know, yeah. My dad was 6'2".
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's probably where I should have been somewhere.
It's crazy
in
that you say that because my family is the exact same thing. I think my dad was unironically 5'9½". And he had like 5 neck operations.
Yep.
Now he's 5'5", 5'6".
Yep.
And everybody else in my family is like over 6 foot.
Yep.
I've never asked you that. I never knew that.
What about what?
I didn't know that you were premature.
Yeah, I was real premature.
I had no idea.
You know, that's okay. Like I got asked about Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
We got to keep it a little bit tight because we got to end soon.
Yeah. I got asked about Roe v. Wade. And basically my opinion on Roe v. Wade is I don't have a uterus. I don't have ovaries. It's none of my fucking business.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't think that women need to make that decision. And they need to make it as a group, and it should probably be made state by state. I don't think the federal government has any business telling women what they can or can't do. I think birth control should be free for everybody. And, you know, but when you start talking about abortions, I was a 25-week baby,
uh-huh.
and I'm here.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think you'd know by 13 or 14 weeks whether you wanted to have a kid or not. But I know that there are different circumstances all the time. I mean, I had women that came in to my clinics that were 5 months pregnant and didn't know it. You know, it just it just happens. So, but
Yeah. So you're 5'7".
Yeah, now, yeah.
I'm 6'6". Yeah, used to be 6'8".
Compare hand size.
Used to be 6'8".
Look at this. Almost the same size.
No, your hand is so high.
No, look at this.
No, your hand is so much higher up. Now it's fair. Like, I got a digital.
Look at that. Yeah. There's not much difference there.
Sure. So how'd this happen? How am I so much bigger than you?
Well, I fed you as a kid. Oh, God. We had a nanny.
Yeah.
Fed him white bread, butter, and sugar sandwiches.
Too good.
When he was little.
Is that how Ralph happened?
That's where Ralph came from.
Yeah.
My God. He'd go through a loaf of bread and a pound of butter and a pound of sugar daily.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
God damn.
He was good.
And he was the best athlete in the family when it came to things like hand-eye coordination.
Uh-huh.
You know, bowling, golf.
I was nasty at bowling. Still am.
Hitting baseball.
We should go bowling. I hit a 180 the other day.
I fall down now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I fall down.
Okay, last thing, and then we'll wrap this up. What was my original name supposed to be?
What?
What was I supposed to be named before I was called John? You don't remember this?
I was always calling you John.
No, but what did the other person want to call me?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I never listened.
Do you remember Miles Biscuit?
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's not a real story?
No, that's just you. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
that was his brothers fucking with him. Let me tell you what others his brothers did with him. I'm at the Pentagon, okay? They're still living with their mother about 100 miles west of D.C.
Yeah.
And I get a phone call from the county sheriff asking me, do I have a son named
Billy?
Billy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
His brothers had told him that there had been another brother named Billy. But their mom got mad and killed him, and he was buried underneath the front porch.
Damn.
So he's at school. He's in like kindergarten or first grade, and he's crying.
Inside of an igloo made of milk jugs.
Crying, and the teacher says, what's wrong? And he says, my mother killed my brother Billy.
Oh, my fucking
now,
God.
And of course the police think I'm involved, too.
Of course.
You know, so yeah, that's...
Oh, my Lord.
But the one about Miles Biscuit...
That was bullshit?
Well, she did want to name you Miles, but Biscuit wasn't the middle name.
Biscuit.
Okay. Am I gullible? Do I fall for shit?
No, she wanted to name you Miles, but your nickname was Biscuit.
Yeah.
And your nickname was Biscuit.
Yeah, but I was named after your best friend, though.
Yep.
That's right.
We don't...
Yeah, we don't got to talk about
the guy I was in the army with is who he's named.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you know, we're going to tell a pretty great story.
Oh, we got some great stories. They need to stay on for these next... Because they're...
For the Patreon... We got a great story that I didn't want to go on the main episode.
A couple.
Because it's just a little bit too crazy.
A little bit not, yeah.
Oh, thank God. I'm excited. Gentlemen.
We got three YouTube comments to read. And also, while I'm reading those, I got you a present. That's right there. So if you want to open that, that's for you. I'm going to read those. Don't worry about that.
I agree with the first one.
Yeah. I'll read it. While I'm reading those, that's yours. To your left. Yeah, it's your present for coming in.
And number two, they change the rules every year, so nobody ever knows what the rules are.
So, first comment from George and Destructible is, someone needs to tell Asmund that long hair looks really good on him.
I gotta fix this hairline, though. I gotta do something about that.
Yeah.
Hey. Uh-huh.
Wi-Fi Luna 7632 says, Tech don't try to understand taxes. It's so fucking funny. He could not lock in. I just don't know why they don't tell you how much you owe.
No, you're right.
Am I crazy?
No, there's places that do that.
Changes.
I don't know why they don't do it here, but they don't.
Yeah, straight up.
It's very complicated. I do know why. I could explain it, but it would take 30 minutes.
Yeah, sure. But it's just, I feel like it's, when people are acting like they get taxes.
Okay, am I going to jail?
No. That's for you. That's for your car, if you ever need it.
You sure I'm not going to jail?
No, I give all my homies a sword.
So
I gotta give you a sword. It's my favorite color. It's blue blade. That's real, by the way. So be very careful. It's very real. It's very sharp.
So is it going to be signed on the handle?
If you want me to sign it, yeah, of course.
No. By the sword maker. Did the sword maker sign it?
No. And the last comment is, Richard3353 says, the amount of times Tecton said, that's badass in this episode, 8+. There's no fucking
way.
That's
a lot.
I don't even say badass anymore. Regardless,
You just got used to it. It's subconscious now.
Oh, he gave me one too.
Yeah, it's probably illegal though, right?
No. Why would it be illegal?
I gave him that one.
You can carry swords in Texas.
I thought there was like, yeah. I got a buddy. I mean, okay. There's a person I play Pokemon.
Well, we'll talk about this on the Patreon. Anyways, guys, Asmund, I mean, it was very cool of y'all to be my dad. Boys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to see a very embarrassing story told by my dad, make sure to subscribe to steakandeggs.com or patreon.com/steakandeggs. And yeah, see you on the next one.
See ya. Peace.
Bye.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. The sparkle in your eyes, it makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines from your eyes. It brightens in a cloudy day. And I find your light shines brighter when you turn and shine your light my way.
Today, we're doing something really fun. We're doing an anime tier list. Because Asmund's been getting into Death Note lately, and he's been loving it, which gets me excited. So now we have a tier list of some of the best anime ever created, the top 300. We probably won't get them all. I don't care. What are y'all's top three anime?
Top three?
Yeah. It's off the rip.
It's tough because I've been watching anime over a period of like, I want to say like 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare something I watched a year ago to something I watched like recently. Cause like, you know, like when you're younger, it's different. But I'd probably say for me, like Mob Psycho, Code Geass, FMA Brotherhood. I know you have feelings about people, but I love that one when I watched it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of based off like the feeling. Oh, maybe Death Note would be up there too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of like Mob.
I love Mob.
Yeah. What about you, Asmund?
Berserk.
Good one.
Ghost in the Shell.
Good one.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Which season?
1 and 2.
Dude, actually saying that you like 1 is a very bold take.
Not only is it a bold take, but it's actually the only correct take.
I think it's also very good. I feel like people who don't like it just don't get it. And it's also, it is the most important season for the actions that come after that.
I think it's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm part 5.
It's my favorite by far.
I love part 5. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Giorno
Giovanna.
Not yet.
Holy fuck. Can I tell you what it's about?
I will get there. I will get there.